Some 150,000 demonstrators filled the center of Mexico City today in support of the city's embattled populist mayor. Mexico's Congress will vote later today on whether to lift legal immunity for the mayor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The Congress is expected to vote against him. That would mean the mayor would face criminal charges that could land him in jail and force him out of next year's race for the presidency. López Obrador has been leading in presidential polls. Mary Jordan is covering the story for The Washington Post from Mexico City. She joins us now. And Mary, these huge crowds in the street seem to be some measure of the mayor's popularity. Tell us a bit more about him and where he gets his support.
Well, no question he's popular. Many people say he is, in fact, the most popular politician in all of Mexico. Opinion polls say that his approval ratings are soaring, around 80%. His base of support appears to be among the poorest. He has started a lot of government spending programs, social programs. He gives a lot of cash away. In fact, this is the root of why people love him and why people are really worried about him. He gives, for example, to 370,000 people in the city that are over the age of 70, cash in the amount of its equivalent of about $70 a month. And this is a poor city in a poor country, and people are wondering, where is all this money coming from? But, of course, the older folks who are getting this money love it. And, in fact, they're in the streets today.
Now, the legal trouble that led up to this upcoming vote in Congress today, it doesn't involve some huge corruption scandal or anything like that. It actually seems to be a fairly minor offense.
Well, incredibly mundane. And it started 4 years ago. A huge hospital here had invested a lot of money and built this massive hospital, which created a lot of jobs, but they needed an access road. A road, and a small one at that. But there was a private owner who owned part of the way where the road would go through, and he went to court to stop the construction of this road. The issue is that the court ruled that the construction should be halted while this issue was heard in court, and yet the construction continued. It was a city crew that was building the road, and the Attorney General's office says it will prove that the mayor himself ordered that the construction continue.
So essentially he'd be found in contempt of court?
Yes, and defying a judicial order.
Now, if the Congress does go ahead today and vote to lift immunity for the mayor, walk us through what happens then.
Well, once that happens, the Attorney General has already said that he will ask a judge for an arrest warrant. If the judge, as expected, issues that arrest warrant, the mayor of the city is expected to turn himself in, as he said he would, and go to jail. He said he will run his presidential campaign from jail if he has to.
And in fact, today he officially announced that he will run for the presidency
right.
in 2006.
I mean, everyone's known that he had presidential ambitions. All the polls, of course, include him in the campaign for next year. And as we said before, he is the front runner.
What are the political forces that are arrayed against the mayor who might be pursuing these charges against him?
The largest party in the Congress, which led the vote today, is the Institutional Revolutionary Party that ran Mexico from 1929 to 2000. It was called the perfect dictatorship, and that's why many people today are saying this vote is a regression for democracy. As well, President Vicente Fox's party, which is the conservative party, is also against López Obrador. So it's both opposing parties have kind of teamed up in this effort against the mayor.
And Vicente Fox is ineligible to run again in the next presidential vote, is that right?
Right. By law here, you have 1 6-year term.
Mary Jordan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mary Jordan of The Washington Post talking with us from Mexico City.